sick?
I haven't even started breaking ground yet.
Okay.
But you're permitted for a place in Hermiston?
No.
Have you purchased the property? Do you know if you can get a permit in Hermiston?
So it's commercial property.
Oh, okay.
It may, a commercial property might not meet it. My information, it's only in an industrial zone in Umatilla County where you can have a tow business.
It's the sand pit in Hermiston, which is like...
Where's that?
I think it's 70 acres or something like that, 60 acres. It's down a hole.
Is that between 395 and...
Behind Old Marine, the marine place?
High Desert Marine?
Oh, High Desert Marine.
That might be industrial property.
Yeah.
But I...
He's got a sand pit back there that he runs.
That would be information.
Please check with the county though. Yeah, please check with the county to make sure that's a place.
What is it? Has to be industrial?
Yeah, and if you come in tomorrow, Stephanie and I and Katie will be there. We're happy to give you all these names and resources, so...
What time you guys open?
At 8:00.
8:00.
I will be here at between 8:00 and 9:00.
I will be here.
Eric, what's the timeline on the permits? What would you say?
You probably can't hear me.
Timeline on approving permits for the access?
Yes.
I can, if they're really straightforward, I can have that done and approved in a week.
Okay.
And they have a two-step process, so they apply for the permit, and then you have to make whatever improvements are recommended, and then they come back and inspect them and they're final, so...
And that timeframe in between those two is 90 days, right, Eric? Before it expires?
90 days to finish, yes. But we get an application, we go out and look at it and say, yes, you can build that, okay? And then it needs to be finished within that 90 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we approve it. So, yeah, I hesitated because, well, there's so much other going on, but in a situation like this where it's been trying to get done for quite some time, I can get that focused on and just get it done if it meets the criteria.
Great, thank you.
Yep.
So Chair, we were just looking, I have this nice notebook Michaela made for me. If you wanted to make sure that he has ample time to bring the property in compliance, you could consider continuing this hearing to the August 29th meeting.
That's not the next one, but the second time we're back in here again, is that correct?
That's right, yeah. So he has, am I reading that right? Oh, yeah, because that's the application deadline, yeah. Well, so June 27th would be 60 days or so, right?
But when is the application due in?
Well, there's no specific deadline. He just has, I think that next time we have a meeting with the planning commission, you'll want to show there are no vehicles on your property other than your personal vehicles, and you have a final approved access permit from Public Works. And you're not operating between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. And it's pretty easy for us to track if you're responding to calls between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. because dispatch gives us all their records.
Well, and the specific requirement then was loading and unloading vehicles.
That's right. So if you could prove to us you're responding calls and not loading and unloading in that property.
I'm not unloading on property.
Okay.
I'll be responding to calls and not...
There and not unloaded?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
So if you wouldn't answer the call and just go back home and don't unload it?
Until he gets another call.
Right.
No, I've got three tow trucks, so I can...
Load them all up.
It's pretty rare that I get three calls in the middle of the night.
That makes sense.
That was my question.
Oh.
That couldn't he just pull back in and not unload it until...
Yes, my only concern with that is that we still can't have them stored over 30 days.
Yeah.
And that's what's accumulated over the last, you know, several years. And there's several vehicles that when I started in January of 2022 that are still there. So that's 15 months. That's significant amount of time past what was in the original conditional use.
I don't see where the planning commission had it. How many tow trucks did you have in 2019 when you first made application?
How many did I have here or have?
Yeah, how many did you intend for this property?
I got 9 altogether, and I've had them since, I bought one new one since. That was in September of 2020.
Because you had a tow company before you came here, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He moved the company here.
I would also like to ask the Planning Commission's permission to go back and see what that original, what you approved originally. I can't imagine you approved 9 tow vehicles to be parked in a residential zone. Regardless of, if you have 9 tow trucks, that's not a home occupation. That's an full-blown industrial business.
Well, I don't use them all. That's
but are they parked there?
Are they what?
Are they parked at this property?
Yeah, they're parked there. But I don't use them. I use 3.
I can see that not being a question that we asked.
I was going to say, I don't think it ever came up.
I'm certain that it's not what we
intended.
Yeah. I think we're beating a dead horse. I think we give them 90 days to clean it up and be done, and then that's what I think. If it's not, then it's not, and we're done with it. I mean, we can talk about it all night, but I think everybody has an appetite for moving this down the street a little ways. Mm-hmm. Come back in 90 days. If it's not in compliance, then I'm going to know how I'll vote.
And so if it's 90 days or 120 days...
Or
as,
not, yeah.
Yeah, right. As staff, I'd like to take a look to see what the capacity of that property is, because I just can't. I mean, I had it in my head you had 1 or 2 tow vehicles, not a fleet of tow vehicles. So that doesn't meet the definition of a home occupation.
But
and
if it's only a family that's running them, then
you have to have 8 kids to be driving your tow trucks, or maybe you and your wife and your son.
Different uses. So, eventually a lot of them will be going over to Hermiston area. So. They're not all
going to
stay in my home.
So, Chair, may I make a suggestion that he come back and show compliance, that he has a finalized access permit, that he's got all the vehicles on site removed, and that you come back with a proposal of the number of tow trucks you think is reasonable to be stored in a residential zone. 3 would be the maximum I could imagine. So that's adding a new piece, but if the goal of the zoning and the Planning Commission is to make sure that any use that's not strictly a residential use is 100% compatible with the residential zone, you'd need to make a pretty compelling case to show why more than 3 vehicles would be compatible in a residential zone. And again, whatever resource we can do, we're incredibly resourceful. I mean, read our mission statement. We're here to help, but you have to work with us too. And certainly sympathy about your sister. So however much time the Planning Commission wants to give, we're here to connect you to resources and be as helpful as we can be.
I'd like to see if on not the next one, because that's only 60 days.
So in August?
August
29th. 29th here in Oregon.
Because it's here.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when they go back and check, would we want to see the documentation being reviewed?
Well, Katie's pretty good with.
Well, I meant that when he towed him, so that they're.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, so when they come to the property?
So if you have. Yeah, so when somebody's obviously going to go to the property to make sure it's in compliance.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's 10 vehicles there. So would you ask to see the documentation of when they were towed? So you know they weren't there longer than 30 days?
They'd be what? In the fenced area. I've got a fenced area where.
But I'm just wondering. Since
so, like, say you end up getting into compliance in a year from now, because every year I will be going through the conditional use permits and making sure that people are still in compliance. If I came to the property and you had in the fenced area, say, 4 vehicles, would you be able to provide me with the days that they were towed? Okay.
Okay.
So I would like a...
Can I make a motion?
Thank you.
One comment. Do we want... How many days is it to that August?
So I'm not exactly sure. I'd have to do the calendar check. But if you want to make a motion to continue the hearing
to August 23rd.
To August 29th.
So the August 29th meeting, whatever.
Which is here in Oregon.
I'd like to make a motion that we revisit this on that date with the thoughts laid out by staff.
Okay.
I guess we need to write down what those are, but coming into compliance with access permit, time of business, 30-day removal, what else was on that list?
The number of tow trucks. The
number of tow trucks.
Access. I'm sorry, did you say that?
Yeah.
Road.
Yes.
Access permit, time of business, 30-day removal of vehicles towed, and number of tow vehicles on the property.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's 126 days.
126 days. Okay. To August?
Okay. To August 29th.
I miss May.
We'll second
coming May. Wayne, second. Do we need to take a vote?
You can do it by consensus.
Consensus. Okay.
As long as we state the date, time, and location, we'll be here at 6 p.m.
Okay.
On August 29th.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed with the conditions of the date in which Carla just told us, the conditions which Brian listed.
Okay.
And that you'll be here tomorrow at 8 o'clock to.
Well.
We'll be here all day tomorrow. So.
Yeah. Well, we'll look forward to working with you. Hope you can bring it into compliance.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Our third hearing is conditional use permit compliance review, CUP N33919, applicant Caesar
on Friday.
And Victor Nuez, owner, and Katie again.
This is going to be 2023 compliance review for CUP at North 33919. It's a conditional use permit for home occupation. It's going to be property description 5 North 2636 BC accessor, tax lot 1600. It's on the south corner of Wagon Wheel Loop, approximately 1 mile southwest of Irrigan. Property is also a rural residential. This operation was originally permitted in 2019 as a home occupation and was described as a two semi-trucks that would work nearly year-round, only entering and leaving the property one time per week. Seven other smaller trucks that would be only active 1 month per year. Throughout this month, the smaller trucks would enter and leave the property one time per week. Since then, the planning department has observed what appears to be a full-time trucking company operated from the residential property. Original proposal storage of trucks during harvest season has grown into a large fleet of continuously circulating trucks, truck storage, and a truck repair on site, operating under the business name of Andrade Repair. Planning department has received noise complaints from residential neighbors of trucks running and being ran all through the night, day and night. I have observed employees working on trucks in the shop with the bays doors open. Shop is being used to service and repair commercial vehicles, was built and started and operated without obtaining permits from the planning department or from the building official and boardman. Staff have sent 6 letters to the applicant describing the noncompliance. Response from this applicant has been limited. As described herein, this full-size scale trucking operation dominates the site, does not qualify as a home occupation, has several nuisance impacts on the surrounding residential neighborhood in violation with the condition of the 2019 permit approval and the approval criteria for home occupation in the residential area. The proposal will be consistent with the comprehensive plan and the objectives of the zoning ordinance and the other applicable policies and regulations of the county. Traffic from the multiple trucks has shown to not be compatible with the rural residential character of the neighborhood. The scope of the original proposal has evolved into a full commercial industrial scale business rather than a use that is compatible with the rural residential area. Given the applicant is not able to comply with the conditions of approval and the trucking business has become a nuisance to the residents' neighborhood, county finds that the applicant does not comply with this criteria. County finds that the heavy traffic exceeds the carrying capacity of the county and public roadways. County also finds that the oil, petroleum products, and other waste noted by photos and record of the compliance planner is not consistent with the standard. Staff finds that the applicant cannot meet this criteria. A limited manner in which the use is conducted, including restricting the time of activity, may take place and restraints to the minimize such environmental effects of noise, vibration, air pollution, glare, and odor. We've received several complaints. The most recent one was April 8th of 2023 of the semi-trucks being run late at night. I have record of complaints received over the past several years. Truck traffic is constant. They're coming in and out during the daytime and night, which is a direct violation of the conditions. There's been several times where I have driven out there to take pictures, and there's been semi-trucks leaving as I was coming onto Wagon Wheel. Application narrative from the original 2019 application shows the original intent as a permit for two semi-trucks that would work year-round, as I stated, and then 6 to 8 semi-trucks on the property, smaller semi-trucks on the property, to be stored for just harvest time. There have been a number of complaints about the truck traffic and the trucking repair business specifically. Business has grown in scope, volume, and intensity. Business exceeds what its original request and approval for parked trucks on the parcel seasonally. Even if conditions could mitigate the impacts, the record since 2019 is that the applicant is operating a much different business than what was proposed and approved and has not complied with conditions of the approval. Trucking business is not being operated in a manner that is secondary to the residents' use of the property of the residents' nature in the area. Current business operation dwarfs any residential use of the property. Has Stephen put the pictures up yet?
Yeah.
Okay. In the pictures, you can see, like, there's barely any place for people to park or to even turn around. We're concerned with the BPA access and it being, there's vehicles parked underneath the actual towers and backed up under the towers, which is something I believe that the BPA advises them not to do when they put them on the property. Applicant built the large shop that's in the pictures without any permits and has contacted the building official in regards to building the shop for repairs for her father's repair business. However, the shop's already been built and is already in full use. Planning department has received complaints in improper disposal of solid waste, garbage and hazardous waste, oil and petroleum products. Decomposing agricultural waste has been observed dumped in piles on the property. We have received noise complaints pertaining to the trucks, as I stated earlier, being left on at night. Given the number of trucks being stored, the property does not appear to have adequate parking on the subject parcel, even if that level of truck vehicle use would be allowed as a home occupation. The permit is reviewed annually and has been found to not be in compliance with the conditions of the approval. And we have the same, I missed a part. They too have the condition that any persons employed at the location needs to be limited to family members. Based on evidence attached in your guys' packets, there are at least 16 plus employees at this location with their trucking companies that they have registered with U.S. Department of Transportation or the Secretary of State. Based on the findings above, planning staff provides Planning Commission with the same three options from previous.
Thank you, Katie. I don't believe we have the applicant.
No, he's not here.
Today. And so, any questions for commission staff? We don't have any of that. I invite opponents to testify and present evidence. Anybody who is against is to stand the front and give their name and address at this time.
I was hoping I could do this anonymously, but my name is Barbara Phillips, and I happen to be a direct neighbor of Cesar Andrade. Our back property is directly with him, and I really don't want to say a whole lot. I like my neighbors, they're good people themselves. But the findings that were found, I can say, are probably, without knowing everything, 90% true as far as the traffic, the noise, the burning.
Air guns.
What?
Didn't one of the neighbors say that they're doing truck repair kind of around the clock?
there's a lot of impact wrenches. Mm-hmm. You know, I live out in the country because I love being out in the country. I own the 3 acres. I have horses and we have cows. And I love the peace and quiet. And it defeats the purpose when I have impact wrenches that are going constantly, you know. Of course, we do our own car maintenance on our own cars, you know. And I don't mind noise. I have... You live in the country, and so you know that you're going to have noise, and they have that option between 7 and 11. So I really don't want to be totally negative, you know, because there are things that people are allowed to do out in the county, whether it be shoot a gun or... And that's why we live in the county. But I just want to say that the findings are pretty accurate. Living there for... We've lived there since 1997. Ourselves in the same location in that wagon wheel area. My husband, we do, we own a separate construction business. We have a backhoe, which we will utilize to, you know, do some of the work, but the county does not upkeep the roads at all. The only person that upkeeps that whole wagon wheel loop area, which I would love Eric to chime in on that. It's considered a public access road, not a public road. My husband with his backhoe is out there all the time throughout the loop, not just on our access, but we keep our cows just across the way at Mickey Meredith's. So we keep that whole road that Mr. Andrade does travel on, and have spent many hours and a lot of gas in the winter time. We fix potholes, we do plow snow. So it's, you know, I would just, I guess, like to see compliance as to his original, you know, permit, or at least a little more. I know we haven't had compliance officers, you know, that have been here consistently over the years. But I just feel, you know, if we're going to allow, then we have to keep, you know, some control over, because businesses do grow. But I do like Caesar and his family. We chat, we talk, we do things, you know, together. So, but.
Yes, my piece. Is anyone else? Any questions? Commission staff?
I just have one basic question. Are we sure we've communicated with him in the language of his choice on this?
His daughter is the one that does most of the communication for them. And after the letters were sent, she did call boardmen, building officials, because we did, with the suggestion of council, Dan Kearns, went ahead and approved a zoning permit for the shop that we had been holding off on. And after that was approved, they received it, and she called Boardman's officials, and they advised her to contact us back, and they have never contacted us back. So we know that they've gotten the paperwork, they've gotten the information for coming tonight, as well as the zoning permit that was sent out to them.
I just have one more question.
Mm-hmm.
How old is his daughter?
College.
Okay, so she's old enough
yes.
to be able
but she's
to...
not a certified translator.
No, so maybe... I mean, I know it's kind of a silly question, but I just want to be sure that he's aware.
Okay, that's who they bring in to yeah. translate for them, and so we've translated through her.
The only concern I have about it, working in, and it's probably totally different, working in hospitals, OHSU, you cannot have a family member translate legal business because they may translate it incorrectly, so you have certified. So like it, obviously at OHSU we had our own. At Heppner we contracted with the call-in.
Okay.
And as a government agency also, if I have to have a translator,
I don't know if we know what language to translate in. They haven't indicated to us.
If it's Spanish or something.
Just
what
just
language
say,
they
yeah,
speak.
Because I know we have
or greed.
Get our translator certified. Or, you
know. I just know that a lot of people I know are highly intelligent, but they don't have the same level of understanding of our language as they do their own. So it's not a matter of understanding what you're trying to say, but they may not be able to translate it directly into what they are familiar with.
But they did understand enough to apply.
That's what I was going
to
say.
As well as contact Boardman to talk about the shop that they already built.
Yeah.
That's my only thing. But just once again, you're not supposed to use a child, but if she's part of the business.
Mm-hmm. And she is. She's the one that applied for the permit. That was the zoning permit. Is in her name.
Okay, so I agree that that probably solves my question, but again, I just want to make sure that the people that we're talking about are fully
aware.
Informed.
I could make a suggestion. We could, if you wanted to continue this to the next hearing, or the next time we're in Irrigan, which would be June 27th, we could send a certified letter. We could have it translated. Our standard for translating is probably not as rigorous. I'm sure it's not as rigorous as the hospital or any medical records, but we could have it translated. Michaela does a really good job. Or we could have one of the certified translators at the county do that, just to make sure it's clear. But we have every reason to believe that they did receive
right,
these in new.
I'm not sure that we know which language to translate to. Is part of the problem.
Yeah, but I think we can take a few extra steps.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I would hate to make the assumption as to what language they speak.
I could also just say that maybe we apply this to future communications, maybe not go backwards, but moving forward.
But our Zoom, as of this month, our Zoom does have the capability for translation. So anybody can attend any of our public hearings and choose which language they want it translated into. So that is a really nice opportunity for our public hearings.
Mm-hmm. So how many times have you reached out to these people and how many times have they responded?
Several over the years.
Yeah, they have not responded to me since I started compliance. All of the communication was with either Stephanie or Shambra, who was previous.
Have you had
to
any
me.
Indication they don't understand what you're asking them to do?
Yeah, the daughter. I exclusively have talked to the daughter,
And she gets it. Mm-hmm. In your opinion,
yeah. Actually, so the Andrades are not the legal owners of the property. The Nunezes are, and we have not communicated with the Nunezes, aside from the fact that they provided that there is a written contract for the Andrades to purchase it.
They do receive all of the
letters
and everything.
But they do receive all the letters.
And then the zoning permit, when I got back, I was on medical leave and came back. And in the time that I went on medical leave and I came back, the shop was built. And so then the stop use order was sent out about a month before I came back, and they came in and filled out a zoning permit, and it's in the daughter's name. They did that zoning permit. It did not get approved until 2 weeks ago with suggestion from our council. She immediately called Boardman official to get the building permits done. They pushed it back to her, said you need to recontact the planning department because this permit sounds like it's going to be for a business in a residential zone. They then contacted me and inquired and said, this person has made contact with us. We told her to get back in contact with you specifically, and that contact has never been made.
So it sounds like to me they're running a business in a residential zone.
Absolutely.
And they don't know it, or they do know it.
I think they're very aware that it is.
Not comply. Well, yes. It sounds like you guys have done due diligence, and they didn't come tonight, did
no.
they?
No, they did not.
So,
I'd like to make a...
let me ask you this. Isn't there an opportunity for them to appeal a decision to the county court, and we can make sure that the decision that is made is obviously translated properly?
Yeah, I'd have to think about that, Commissioner Kilkenny. You would be revoking a permit.
Okay.
If that's the way you want to go, or you could continue the meeting. I guess it would be, if they wanted to appeal this, if this planning commission revokes that permit, we would then schedule it into justice court as an enforcement matter. So we have to avoid double jeopardy, so they'd have the opportunity with one venue or the other, either the appeal to the Board of Commissioners or a hearing in front of the justice.
What's the next meeting?
So the next meeting is May 30th in Heppner and June 27th here in Irrigan.
So can I make a motion?
Well, can
can I go through just one more step?
Sure.
Okay, because we just have to make sure.
We have to close a public hearing before you make a motion. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, first, ask if anybody is any neutral comment. We don't have that there. Ask if anyone wants the hearing held open. And then now we can close the public hearing portion.
I have one comment.
Eric,
yeah.
Oh.
Only because it came up, and I know it's not part of the agenda, but if there's anyone in the area that has questions about maintenance on the roads in that area, as everyone knows, I can't maintain that loop, but I have great ideas of how to get it done without using county dollars. Just go ahead and contact me, and I will discuss it with anyone concerned on that issue.
Probably tomorrow.
Okay. Now.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Now, Brian, you can.
Well, in an effort to give them the opportunity to be in here, I mean, they don't seem to be able to make it to here again, so I doubt they're going to make it to Hefner. But I think we give them a letter, and I don't know if that's a registered letter, that they give us a plan and take steps to be in compliance in 60 days when we're back here in New again. If we haven't seen it, then we take it up again.
Okay.
Would we send it in English and find out their language, preferred language, and translate it?
We will do our best to figure out what language.
We can try. There's a few phone numbers that are listed in their DOT paperwork here that they've submitted, and they have several businesses listed, so we might be able to.
I can see if Jackie, or the zoning permit, if Celine put a phone number in that.
Well, they're so far out of compliance, it's going to take a major thing. I mean, they're going to have to quit doing what they're doing irregardless, because it's the same thing we just went through. They're so far out of compliance, whether they understand it or not. I mean, two trucks once a week and six trucks once a year. I mean,
one of the other concerns that I had when Katie was on medical leave when we first got the complaint that they had constructed this shop without permits. And driving by, one of the concerns that I have is that they may have constructed it within the BPA power line. And we did reach out to BPA, and I don't think we've heard back from them.
They have not responded.
So I would really like some time to coordinate with them so they have a chance to go out and take a look where their easement lands.
BPA right away, it's not going to be our problem.
Yeah, that's right. So
we need to find that out.
The motion would be to continue the hearing to June 27th.
Oh, sorry.
And I think I have some notes here about the homework. So try to identify their language of choice. Make sure they can communicate, if possible. Provide written correspondence in their native language. It might not be possible. And Stephanie will do some research on the BPA easement. Expect to have them at the meeting in June with a plan to show that they're in compliance.
There has to be a plan. We just can't kick it down the road 60 days and hope they show up. I mean, that's that's not getting us any closer.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I think a motion to continue.
Okay. Brian made a motion to continue with the conditions listed. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed.
Okay.
Now take
the budget. A lot of work.
Alrighty, so we're going to plan
update. So it's late. This is the longest meeting we've had in a long time. So since we didn't have a meeting in January, February, we always include the planning department updates to the board in your packet. There's a lot of material with 3 months worth. Happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, you can read it at your leisure, and we'll see you next time. Since we're just visiting, finding places for agriculture trucks and commercial trucks is a huge challenge. And I've visited with the Port of Morrow a few times. I mean, they've got the industrial lands. They've tried it, and they don't really like it because they have the same issues that we're dealing with tonight. But my opinion only, is that it's more palatable in an industrial zone than it is in a residential zone, right? Because that's what the industrial zone is for. And I'm happy to try to work with him again to see if there's a place. When I was in Umatilla County, had some similar situations, and we just put the full court press on all of these commercial truck operations in the residential zone. And they were pretty prevalent throughout West Umatilla County for similar reasons they are here. And then some enterprising folks bought land in an industrial zone, put up wire fences, got permits for a night watchman, so those commercial trucks have a place to go in an industrial commercial zone, not in a residential zone.
Do those trucks in that situation operate in an EFU?
Maybe. In an EFU zone, if it's a commercial use in conjunction with farm use, and over 50%, I think, is the threshold of the business is related to agriculture enterprise in the region, it might be. But, well, we've had to close the hearing, so we can't talk about Andrade.
Right.
But that means they'd have to be agriculture trucks, not refrigerator trucks or other kind of trucks. It'd have to really be related.
Right.
Maybe a small percentage could be other kind of trucking.
But it wouldn't have to be the agriculture that would be done by him?
Or someone like him?
Or someone like him, yeah. So if you own land in an EFU zone, I'd have to double check this. But it would be to serve the commercial agriculture enterprise in the region. Like, a little bit of a stretch, what's the well driller on Feedville Road?
Wallace.
The other one.
Bird?
Who is it?
No, Wallace is on Feedville. Or was.
Wallace is on Feedville.
They used to be. They're not now. Silver Creek.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that is actually...
Oh, you're thinking of Percival.
Percival, yeah. That is actually in an EFU zone with an industrial overlay zone. And because Percival's do like 75%+ of their business is farm pumps, that's a commercial use in conjunction with farm use. It doesn't look in EFU there. It really looks industrial, but all of those businesses like M&M Potato, that's their corporate headquarters, and that's where they keep all their equipment and work on their equipment. So it wouldn't take a huge investment for somebody to do that and store those. But we have commercial and industrial property. The city of Irrigan has one parcel zoned industrial. It's farmed. But it would make a good location for something like this. The Streamman's property that they farmed. That's the only industrial property in the city of Irrigan, isn't it?
I think so.
But there are options.
I was thinking about like 3 Mile. You know, they have a ton of trucks out there, and I know there's a lot of owner-operators. I think most of them probably take their trucks home.
And we allow that. So if somebody complains about a single truck, all we say is that's their mode of transportation. It's when you have 2, 3, 4, 5, and they're working on it, or 15.
Yeah. But really, if somebody were to go by 3 Mile and see 15 potato trucks lined along the road, nobody would blink an eye.
Right.
You know,
they're all
regardless
working.
Of whose they are, because they're all working there.
They work 45 days a year.
But then
the field trucks.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of them.
Yeah. It does take
and
a lot of
money. 3 Mile can't afford that many trucks, and they couldn't find that many drivers.
Yeah.
But they could probably file a permit with us to say, for those people who haul for us X number of days out of the year, they could probably take a piece of scab ground and set up a truck storage yard there as a commercial
and that's what I was thinking.
Use
you know,
in conjunction.
If you were to drive by 3 Mile and see 15 potato trucks, you wouldn't think anything of it, but you drive by a 2-acre residential zone and you see 15 potato trucks, and you know, neighbors get a little frustrated.
For good reason, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have correspondence on hand?
Oh, that's all I had were those monthly updates,
okay.
Yeah.
Or some public comments to find on.
Any last public comment? Madeline Phillips, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. I'm Madeline Phillips. I work for the Department of Land Conservation and Development. I was here earlier today for a technical advisory committee meeting for a project Morrill County is doing related to rural transportation.